Joining us right now on the KRDO News Radio Hotline is Kirk Oles, Manager of Water and Wastewater Engineering at Colorado Springs Utilities. Kirk, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Justin.
Well, the Pure Water Colorado project, tell us about that.
All right. Well, it's really a project that we're using to demonstrate how advanced water purification processes can be used to clean recycled wastewater to meet or exceed drinking water standards. And we're looking at it as potentially part of our water supply future here in Colorado Springs.
Tell us about the grant funding received to get this going.
Yeah, so we were pretty excited to receive grant funding from the Colorado Water Conservation Board. This is a collaborative project actually between Colorado Springs Utilities, the Colorado School of Mines, and Corollo Engineering, an engineering consulting firm here on the Front Range. And that's provided a significant portion of the funding necessary to complete this project.
And this is a first in our country as far as it being the first carbon-based mobile demonstration.
Yeah, indeed it is. Many of these demonstrations have occurred before in mobile treatment trailers, but they were based on reverse osmosis technology.
Mm-hmm.
And to not get too complicated or down in the weeds, but basically a carbon-based treatment system offers a number of benefits to us in landlocked states like Colorado, where it's hard to dispose of the brines that are generated in reverse osmosis processes.
And we know a big topic lately has been just the amount of water we have to actually use in our area. How will this affect the demand?
Well, it wouldn't really affect the demand, but it helps us to potentially shore up the forecasted difference between supply and demand. So
mm-hmm.
today we have a certain number of supplies. Many of our supplies, fortunately for us in Colorado Springs, are what they call reusable because they're imported from other parts of the state. So they're what they call non-native to our local community, and we can reuse those over and over again. And so this provides us another means by which we can reuse our reusable water supplies.
And tell our listeners, they have an opportunity where they can actually tour the Pure Water Colorado mobile demonstration.
Yeah, if folks are interested in learning a little bit more about kind of what this demonstration is all about and what direct potable reuse is and why it might be an important part of our water supply future, we'd encourage them to go to our website at csu.org and sign up for a public tour. Where they can tour the facility itself and get kind of a really hands-on experience, if you will, to see how the treatment processes work. And they'd also have the opportunity to taste the water should they choose to do so.
Well, Kirk,
we have a couple of – yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Finish up.
We have a couple of available two remaining public tours that have slots in them on October 19th and October 23rd.
All right. Well, Kirk, thank you for joining us this afternoon on KRDO's Afternoon News, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Justin. Thanks for the opportunity.